You can see it. The shorts shorter, the hair freer, the breath more invisible, the sun more relentless, the sky open and expansive. Summer is here, a momentary sanctuary, a respite from the biting winds of winter, a canvas for warm hues and possibility. At the heart of this urban expanse is Lake Michigan, standing as witness and participant, her tranquil waters reflecting the dreams and dilemmas of the city's denizens. Families gather along the shores, children's laughter as the waves lap, a symphony of innocence and joy. Melodies, Jazz and her cousins, born from the depths of souls, permeate the humid atmosphere. They rise and fall like ancient incantations, weaving a narrative of shared history and resilience. These notes are more than music. They are the murmurs of generations, a sonic testament to the human spirit's enduring vitality. We call the names Bronzeville, Hyde Park, Inglewood, Austin, Auburn Gresham, Washington Park, the Low End, and these are just some. All living stories, each with their own chapter in this ongoing chronicle, as the sun sets and the city's skyline transforms into a silhouette against the twilight sky, the rhythm of life continues, unabated. In these summers, the heartbeats of countless lives converge, leaving footprints on the sidewalks and echoes in the wind. Chicago, a tapestry woven from myriad threads, holds within its grasp the complexities of existence, the joy, the struggle, the hope, and the ever-present yearning for connection. And as the summer sun sets, casting its golden glow upon the city, one cannot help but sense the eternal pulse of life that courses through its streets.
Summertime Shy means warmth that elevates your freedom. It's full moons and sunsets, a chance to deepen your connection with nature. When the earth pulses with aliveness, Summertime Shy is weakened, spilling over the brim. It's the night air caressing our skin. Summertime Shy is a luscious love affair when time dissolves and June becomes August and August becomes October. It's everything anyone can desire, but what we can never hold on to. Summertime Shy is our sweetest memories. It is the best of us, the worst of us, and everything in between. Summertime Shy is the thing we wouldn't change for anything at all. It is the gift that gives and gives and gives. Summertime Shy is what we long for and can't get enough of. It is the epicenter of Chicago. It keeps us here and provides the hope that we need to continue. Summertime Shy is black, beautiful, and gorgeous. Summertime Shy is everything I need in a city.
What Summertime Shy means to me is gathering. It's family. As I've been here for 14 years, I've gotten a chance to elevate and create and gather my own sense of family here. And everybody plays a part in how we gather, whether that's following your favorite DJ to every event because you know you're going to sweat regardless because the set is so good, or whether that's going to your favorite creative events that you can learn and build from in a community full of people seeking and wanting to know more about what is happening inside of our spaces now. gathering is so important here in Chicago, specifically in the summertime, because we all wait. We go through all these seasons of up and down, whether it's left or right. Don't know what that's going to be. Semi-okay or really cold. It might snow on a day that it says it's springtime. It's the most confusing weather seasons in a city. But that's what makes getting to summertime shy extremely special, because everything is activated. So much energy has been stored to the point that activation is just an implosion of people who are excited to see each other. Specifically, when I say people, I'm thinking about us as Black people. There is just something that we just come alive as soon as we see the sun, of course. We are melanated people. But in Chicago specifically, because of all of what we go through just to get to this point, I feel like we come alive the best around this time. There are so many offerings from so many beautiful people who create these spaces for us to exist and to release and to enjoy and to celebrate, that it really is the best city to be in the summertime. A lot of people try to label Chicago as this very weird second city, which makes no sense at all, because if you've been here and if you lived here for long enough, you know this is the city to be in. Summertime Shy just has the magic that other places don't, and a lot of places try to recreate, but you know what they say, the best form of flattery is imitation. And no one does summertime like Chicago does.
Hey, someone asked me, what does summertime shy mean to me? Key? It means waking up as the sun blazes with opportunity for the day, because I know it's going to be jam-packed with things to do. And at night it means rolling down Lakeshore Drive with the tunes playing. And every light from the sky buildings look like a mosaic, baby, a beautiful mosaic against the black sky. And lastly, when I walk barefoot through any one of these parks, I feel like my brother, the great pioneer, Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable, the way he felt, like this is home. This is home, baby. The Shy is home. Thank you.
Summertime Shy means to me the part of the year for us Chicagoans to come out of our houses, come out of hibernation, be with each other, amongst each other, get outside, let our melanin get activated on super levels, give us an opportunity to see each other's faces in person, to allow us to each be able to move, to dance, to sweat, to lounge, chill, converse, love, and just be enveloped by the beauty of the city, the blooming, the weather, the water, the sunshine, all of the festivals, all of the events, and just have that kind of, you know, grade school kind of kick it camaraderie that adults, you know, really look to the summer to represent. And in Chicago, it's even more beautiful because so many people come from other parts of the world for their first trip to Chicago or for their first trip to Chosen Few, the Silver on Black Party historically, just to come and bask in the events of arts and culture that the city puts on during this time of year. It's not that Chicago doesn't have these wonderful, amazing things happening throughout the year. It's just that the likelihood that you will see more people at them happens in the summertime. Summertime Shy is also getting on a boat. It's also, you know, being in another element. It's almost like the city comes alive during the summer and we don't know how long it's going to last. You know, like we may be right back into cold weather in, will it be late August, early to mid-September, or will it be Halloween? We don't know. So it's almost like trying to make sure we really live out whatever it is that we want to experience outdoors and outside, going hiking, you know, going to work out outside, all of these different things that we can do. It's like living them out in real time and not
letting any time elapse between events because we don't know if tomorrow it will rain, if next week there'll be snow, you know. So just making sure that we have this savoring of the season. The savoring of the season is really important. And probably more important is having beautiful community and people to do that with. That's what Summertime Shy means to me.
Jacob, what did you do this summer?
I went to Branson, Missouri. I went to church. I did sports. I spent time with my family.
Barbecues at home, right?
Yes. And I also have Kumon, and I love this summer.
We also went to the planetarium and spent time at the lakefront, enjoying the beach weather. And we live in the suburbs of Chicago, but would love to have access to more culture activities closer to the suburbs. But all in all, we will drive to those activities because we love Chicago.
So, what comes to mind for you when you hear Summertime Chicago?
Okay, when I hear Summertime Shy, I think of swimming in the lake, how beautiful Lake Michigan looks, especially from your home, just like swimming in the sun, and how often I just love to like look out on the lake. How I always call the lake an ocean because it's so beautiful and big and wide and vast. I think of sitting on the rocks with you, smoking a joint, listening to the waves. I think of all of our times walking around to Promontory Point, bike rides down to South Shore Beach and then the South Shore Cultural Center. I think of walking around with you to Powell's Bookstore, to Medici, getting lunch, getting shakes, going to Valois in the morning for breakfast. I love Summertime Shy. I think of just like the Bud Billiken Parade. I remember staying at my uncle's house in Bronzeville and just hearing the parade just blasting through the window early in the morning. What else? Going to Denny's for ice cream. I just think of being able to like just walk around and be free and just like have a lot of time outside. It's kind of like, I don't know, it feels very slow, but also very, like there's a lot. There's, like, a profound slowness. There's a lot happening in the easiness and the stillness of the summer heat, you know? Okay, so Sakari, when I say Summertime Shy, what comes to mind?
A lot. I mean, my whole life, I've spent every single summer in Chicago, at least for a couple weeks. So that's many years, many summers. I mean, growing up, summertime Chicago, one of my favorite times of the year. You know, going on bike rides with my dad, going to the lake, you know, hanging out with my sister and her family in South Shore, going to the beach out there. Yeah, you know, like summertime Chicago is like, you know, it's like freedom. Like, in Chicago, we brave the winters for the summer. Like, it's, you know, what makes it worth it. Yeah, always just, like, energy in the air, always something to do, you know. I worked up north when I was a teenager, so, you know, taking the red line from, you know, the south side all the way up to uptown, that was always an adventure, always seeing something new on the train. But yeah, I feel like summertime Chicago, I actually think more about the nights and the evenings than during the day. I feel like just that warmth and that energy in the air going out at night is just something you can't find anywhere else. And then, you know, like as an adult, as I got older, some of the same themes, you know, smoking at night, enjoying the lake, and, you know, of course, falling in love.
Yeah.
You know, dragging you out to Chicago and, you know, spending time out there showing you my stomping grounds, you know, places that I like to go. So I feel like being able to see, like, the summer in the city, like, through your eyes as somebody who was pretty new to it was, like, a very special experience for me.
It was exciting for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like, Chicago, like, will always be home to me no matter where I'm living. And summer is always a time where, you know, I'll be happy to go there. So
yeah.
There probably, you know, won't ever be a summer that I won't spend at least a week or two out there, you know, with my people and with my places.
Yeah. We really fell in love during summertime shots.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's always special for sure.
Yeah, I'll always remember that.
Yeah, so, like, hella good memories. Summertime Chicago, hella bad memories of Chicago, you know, heartbreak, fights, friendships ending, family issues, but then on the flip side, you could always just go out, smoke, sit by the lake, gather yourself, there's always something to do and somewhere to go, so it's a beautiful city, beautiful place to be, and, you know, I'll always scream about that Chicago's the best city in the world, you know, no matter where I go, it's always.
Period.
When I think about summertime Chicago, summertime in the Chi, I mostly think about my childhood. You know, there's a lot of different narratives about the city today, and of course it's changed a lot, right? But growing up, you know, summertime was the time we got to ride our bikes longer. You know, my pops used to live off of 79th and Eggleston, and I remember, like, I learned how to ride my bike first, my tricycle, down around Auburn Park, right? And then I remember just the sound, right? The sound of people congregating outside, the sound of family reunions, not so much the formal kind, but, you know, that family member who's back in town from wherever they were. They may be back home from doing a bid. They may just be visiting, just stopping through. It didn't matter. You know, it was the smell of barbecue grills and, you know, laughter, the sound of laughter. As I got older, though, you know, I say it's like the sound of freedom because you got to venture out further, right? Certainly by the time I was a teenager, that sounded like the Chosen Few picnics. That sounded like, you know, getting free in Jackson Park on a summer day in July. I also am very fond of the 4th of July, not for like nostalgic, patriotic reasons, but the nostalgia of my youth, which was hearing and watching and seeing fireworks over Lake Michigan, right? Like, summertime Chi means going down to the beach. It means cruising up and down Lakeshore Drive. Well, back when you could do that, I don't, you know, how it goes these days. Man, also, like, being on Navy Pier, just people, it was vibrant. Cars, man, the cars roll by, you know, you talking about 90s with the boom and systems on the south side for sure, but not just the south side, right? The west side, out in the wild 100s, kids that used to be able to run up and down the block and not, you know, necessarily be worried about somebody spinning the block and, you know, losing their life or nothing like that. I know, I remember, like, when I was real young, you know, we played, you know, handball, riding our bikes down to the currency exchange, right? Getting cigarettes, right? Because your auntie or cousin or whatever gave you a note and they just sold you underage cigarettes, right? So it was a type of freedom and almost a type of innocence. And I'm trying to think about, like, what that sounds like. And it sounds like laughter. It sounds like joy. It sounds like dancing in the rain because it's hot as hell and the humidity is thick, particularly, man, if you was out there doing the house music, man. Shows a few, you sweating, it's raining, you're dancing, it's freedom. And maybe there's freedom in the water, maybe there's freedom in proximity to the water, right? Summertime always definitely means going to the beach. It was the only beach I knew for forever until, I mean, I didn't even visit Florida until I was an adult. So I didn't know, you know, other beaches per se, when I was coming up. You know, I knew that there was larger bodies of water, but we had the water, right? Not just the sounds, but also the smells, man. Taste of Chicago, man. Going down to Jewtown. Oh, we probably can't say that no more. Maxwell Street, right? Just eating good, you know. Man, shoot, Goose Island. Yeah, some of the time was living, right? Because, you know, the winters were hard. And summertime, the living was a lot more easy. And even all the grown folk seemed to love it a little bit more. I remember I had an older brother who used to have, it was like a 92, 93 Mustang GT. That was like his dream car. You know, it sounded like him working on that in the garage, in the alleyway, right? Behind the house when we lived over off of 76 and Loomis, you know? Those are the things that I remember. And those are the things that I hold dear. Those are all of the things that remind me of what home has always meant for me. And Chicago, as my birthplace, will always be my home. Even though I've since gone on to make other homes, there's just nothing like the city.
Summertime Shot, something that is absolutely indescribable. It is family reunions with people who aren't even blood related. It is rejuvenation. It is new beginnings. Shedding your winter skin. It's a reminder of the beauty of the city that you may have lost when it was cold outside. It is street fest. It is soul music. It is house music. It is hip hop. Summertime Shy. It is a beautiful thing. It's lightning in a bottle and you can't catch it.
So when I think about Summertime Shy and what it means to me, I get giddy. I get excited and happy, and I think about all the goodness and the good vibes and the warm hugs, and man, it's just like, it's an opportunity to reignite the little light inside of me. I shine a little bit brighter. I smile a little bit bigger and I walk a little bit lighter during Summertime Shy. And I get whiplash too from all the things that I want to do, all the people I want to see, all the places that I want to go. Seems like time moves so quickly during Summertime Shy, but it has its own heartbeat. It has its own space and time. And I'm pretty sure if you look from outer space, you can see the energy all the way out there. That's what I think about when I think about Summertime Shy.